Okay, now we're on. Okay, we are on. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Mem Dalet. We are on Mem Gimel Amud Beis by about 8 lines from the bottom. Lema Kitanai. If you remember, that what we're talking about now is Shmuel said. Shmuel said that Haiman de Ozvi Alpe Zuzi the Fabri. If somebody loans money to his friend and he with Mashkon, and he loses the Mashkon. Right, and he loses the loan. Like the entire loan is embodied in the Mashkon. So now we're going to say Lema Kitanai. Maybe we'll see that Din of Shmuel is Toloy in Mafokas Tanoim. So basically, the way that the way it's going to work out is we're going to give one suggestion and say that maybe it's similar to a Mafokas or Elazar and Rabbi Kiva. We're going to say no, then give four explanations of what that Mafokas may possibly be. Then try to give another hasber as to what the machlokas, as to what the machlokas tanaim could be that involves Shmuel, and that's toward till the end of the parak. So lema ketanaim. Let's say the machlokas is like the following tanaim. They had the following brisa. Hamal ves chavei lamashkon. So someone lends his friend money and takes a collateral. It's key here. The lashon seems to be indicating that the collateral is taken for time of the loan. Hamalva is kaveir lamashkon. The other lamashkon and the malva, right? The malva lost the mashkon. Yishava. So what's the halacha? So what the malva should do is swear that he lost the mashkon. He wasn't posheya, right? He wasn't posheya in the shmirah. Whatever the halacha is, whether it's shomer kiddush or shomer safna, we'll see it soon. But he swears that he was not posheya. And then what does he do? And he told esma osav. And then he collects the money he lent. Most probably minus the value of the mashkon, but he collects. So divrei Rabbi Lezer. So you see that maybe Rabbi Lezer does not hold like Shmuel, right? Rabbi Kiva Omer. Kiva says no. Yochel Hushi Yomelo. The Lova can tell the Malve Klum Hilvusani El Al Mashkon. I only borrowed the money for you. Chamuris the mashkon. You took the mashkon because of a loan. So basically, the loan, the mashkon embodies in the loan. Avon mashkon Avdu Malsecha. You lost the mashkon. You lost the loan. That's it. It was in place in lieu of the loan. That's what collateral is, right? I don't know how it works, you know, in U.S. law, but I don't think someone takes collateral, they lose the collateral. I think, you know, they have an offsetting amount between what the loan and the is of mashkon of mosecha. But they all agree about hamalda elav zuz b'shtar. But if you make a loan with a shtar, it's documented. V'hiniach mashkon b'yado. And besides the shtar, you also gave a mashkon. Divrei akol avod avan hamashkon av ma'osa. Everyone's going to say that if you lose the mashkon, you lost the loan. And the Gemara Rashi can explain that on avod al. So the Gemara now says, hey Kadami, what's the case over here? What are we talking about? Idishavi shir zuze. If we're talking about a case where the mashkon is an equal value to the loan, right? I loaned you $1,000 and you gave me collateral. You gave me a nice watch that's worth $1,000, right? You gave me that collateral. Then my time with Rabbi Lezer. Then what's the reason why Rabbi Lezer, who says if you lose the mashkon, you don't lose the loan? Basically, I think the logic is that once the mashkon is worth the value of the loan, it makes sense to say that the malda took that item so that if he's not repaid, he'll just take. Because a few reasons why you take the mashkon, take the mashkon either in lieu of the amount, or maybe sort of like a reminder that, you know, you owe me the money. Look, I have the, almost like a shtar purpose. I have your collateral as a reminder that you owe me the money. But if you take the exact amount, it's mistaber to say that I took the exact amount because this is just in case you don't pay me back, I'll just collect it from the collateral, right? That's, you know, the bank gives you the loan, and the collateral is the house, right? So if you don't pay me back, they take the house, right? Since the mashkon is worth the amount of the cove, so it's mistaber. The malva took it as a replacement for repayment. Right, so what? So therefore, what? So I think if you continue, you have to continue along the line. It says based on a Rashi and Bava Metzia. So therefore, so since you have Hana'a, right, the Malva has Hada'a because he basically has payment in his hands. Malva has Hana'a. So what's his din? His din is like a Shomer Sacher. And if he's a Shomer Sacher is Chayev Be'Achrayis. So if he's Chayev Be'Achrayis, then if he lost it, he lost it, and he loses the loan. He had such a chrayus. So the Gemara says, El Alav, so what's the case you're talking about? Pidulo Shavi Shir Zuse, where the mashkon was valued less, probably a lot less, than the amount of the loan. Right, but the low shavu zuzuze uber the shmuel come mitplugi, and they're arguing based on the halacha of shmuel. Rashi explains, Rabbi Yezer less than shmuel. Rabbi Yezer does not hold like shmuel. The mashkon she'ena shavu kolachov. If a mashkon is not worth the same amount, it's worth less than the value of the loan. Ain other mekavlo el lezichron dvarim. The only reason why you said to the mashkon is as a reminder that you owe me the money. Not it's not in lieu of, it's a reminder. Hilkach shomer chinam ulav, so therefore he's not getting any benefits. So he's a shomer chinam, right? V'yishavish lo pasha, so he just swears that he wasn't posheya, because shomer chinam is kind of pshia, but he swears he wasn't posheya. V'she'en v'reshuso, and he has to make another shulah, shushin v'reshuso. That's, I think, a shulah of the Rabbana. Well, no, this is one of the shulahs of the shomrim. V'yito kom osav, and then he collects all his money. But Rabbi Kiva k'shmuel s'riulei. Rabbi Sfira says, holds like Shmuel, shalashem mashkom kiblu. He accepted it for the mashkom, which is a payment in lieu of. Right, aval hilvahu elav zuz, and therefore he's a shomer sofer. He's chayv be'achrayis, din of a shomer sofer. Not that he's necessarily a shomer sofer. He's a din of a shomer sofer. He's chayv be'achrayis. If he lost it, Then he loses the loan. Aval hilvahu elav zuz b'shtar. But if he uses shtar, afilu Rabbi Lezer molda she mashkon should keep alachri kein l'shem mashkon kibul. And even Rabbi Lezer says that the mashkon is really in lieu of payment. Why? Sharei inu tzarichul zikron dvarim shestar l'raya. What's he accepting the mashkon for? For zikron dvarim? He already has the shtar to remind everybody that the payment is owed. If he takes a mashal on top of the shtar, that's clearly because he wants that in lieu of payment. So you see that, maybe these tanaim are arguing in the din of Shmuel. It is low, that's not the case. We're talking about the case with the low shaveh, it's not an equal value. Kule alma less laid the Shmuel. If it's not equal value, nobody holds like Shmuel. Both Rabbi Lezer, both Rabbi Kiva do not hold like Shmuel, and they say that the mava is, they said the malva does not lose the loan. Does not lose the loan if he loses it loses the mashkon. What's the machlok? So according to Rabbi Lezer, the malva doesn't lose anything. Rabbi Kiva would say that you lose the value equal to what the mashkon was. It was $1,000 loan. He gave me $100 mashkon. Rabbi Lezer says, yeah, you lost the mashkon. Still owe $1,000. Kiva says, no, you're only paying back $900 now because you lost that value. By the way, that's which we're learning now according to Shita Zerashi. Tosas over here. Doesn't like the Girsa based on other considerations, and he has a completely different way of learning it. If we had another couple hours, we could go learn the way Tosos learns it. So what's the case here? We're talking about a case here where the mashkon is equal value to the loan. It's equal value. It's equal value to the loan. Okay. So therefore, what? And the machlokas now is. Who could be the Rabbi Yitzchak Mifugi? And they're arguing on the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. Listen, Rabbi Yitzchak lived many, many years, hundreds of years after Rabbi Lazar Bekiva, but it's just his din that he mentions. That din wasn't created then; it was circulating earlier. But he was Rabbi Yitzchak formulated. But that halacha, which everyone knew about, that's the subject of the machlokas with Rabbi Lazar Bekiva. This is attempt number two. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Minayin lebal chov shekona mashko." From where do we learn that a bal chov is Kona the Mashkon? What does that mean, is Kona the Mashkon? We'll talk about that in a second. Right? How do we know he's Kona the Mashkon? It belongs to him somehow. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, this is talking about the Pasuk, it's Chavdal Yud Gimel, Dvarim, by the Chiv of the Malva to return the Mashkon to a poor Lovah when the Ani needs it. The Pasuk says, Hashem Tashilo, Es Havot Kivo Hashemesh, Shachav Esamaso, Ubrachacha, Ulechati Etztaka. And to you, the Malva, it will be Etztaka. Returning the Mashkon is like Etztaka. Im eino kone mashkon, but if the mashkon doesn't belong to the malve, right? Stucka minayilo. Why is that considered stucka? How is that stucka? Tosis points out. The low mikri stucka, elinkin masro mamo. It can't be stucka unless you give away something. If it doesn't belong to you, what are you giving away? Right? Mikan the balchov shikone mashkon. So you see from here that the balchov is kone mashkon. The Ritva has a nice language, although this thing keeps saying that it's going to reboot. So the Ritva says, "A perish hanachon," right? He quotes the Rashi of Masi and the Balamor and the Raivit. Perish hanachon. Oh no, sorry. He quotes the no. His says the same thing here and above Masi. A perish hanachon. The Alpha gab the Oslo tova gadol of Shabbos. You know, you're doing a nice favor by returning this item to him. The gam she has the siva shelo yikab livo leporo. And now maybe this will be a reason that the guy will think maybe I won't pay him back. I keep getting the mashkon. Mikomakom zekemilos kaset. This is called Gemilus Chasadim. right? Gemilas Besehu, below tztaka, but it's not considered tztaka. Below havik tztaka, elamayda of an image midalei. It's only tztaka if you give away something that's yours. That's not considered tztaka. You know, but it's a very nice thing. I guess if the guy comes to your door and you don't have money, and you give it, and you talk to him, and you, that's not necessarily tztaka. It's gemilas chasad. I mean, if you give him what to eat, that's tztaka. But that's not necessarily tztaka. You're not doing a bad thing. It's still doing a good thing. Just not categorized as tztaka. It's categorized as gemilas chasadim. So we see that from here, they see that a baal chov is kona the mashkon. So let's just read how would that work? So how would that work if you kona the mashkon? So according, Rabbi Lezer would be cholik Rabbi Yitzchak and says that the malva is not kona the mashkon. If you kona the mashkon, then it's yours, right? So you lost it, you lost the loan. According to Rabbi Lezer, he's going to be cholik Rabbi Yitzchak and says that the malva doesn't have a kin in the mashkon, and if he doesn't have a kin in the mashkon, he's only a shomer chinam. Right? And if he's a shomer chinam, the din of a shomer chinam, so therefore he doesn't lose any part of his chov, when he loses the mashkon. According to Rabbi Kiva, who's going to hold like Rabbi Yitzchak, when you lose the mashkon, right, the malva can't return it to the love, and therefore he loses the love. Because it was his. So this was paid already. So this is a big my focus for showing him, though, as to what does it mean that he's kona the mashkon. So you look at Tosos, Tosos says nira. It says near. Why say near? Because the ghost seems to go against the lashon. The lashon seems to be that you were mamish kona, right? That you were kona. It's almost like you were lokeya, a chayav own sin, and it's really full plus yours. But Tosfos near the ain't a chayav own sin. El who kavi kamo shomer sacher. He has the halakas of a shomer sacher, which means that he's chayav for own sin. But he's chayav for gzeila verveda, right? And that's why. But it doesn't seem to say that he's chayav for own sin. The Ritva points out that Yesha Pira, she quotes a Rashi of Vitzia and a Balamor and a Raivid, the Raivid in his Hasagos and the Raivid in the Sefer Kasmisham, that your patient is the scribe of Philippa Onsikadim Lokeya. It's really, really his, like a Lokeya. Makes sense from the Lashon. It becomes his like a Lokeya. Veloni Hira. And the Ritva doesn't like that. Chada the high Amai Kavan, Chada the high Amai Kavan Shekol Hanol Lulove. The lover gets all the hana, so why? Because he's getting the money. So why are you really a lokeya? What did you gain? So he says, elavadish after you said lo askay velav b'gneva veid shomasafer. You only get obligated. It's only yours in the sense that you're obligated for gneva veid that happens, right? B'nakat kona. What this is fascinating. He says that you kona it. Sheish b'shivah zekinyan aglof sheyachol kais bo seisha. You have enough kinyanim in it that if you use this mashkel to be kais an isha, that's works. It's yours enough for that. But it's not yours in the sense that you have full-fledged obligations that you can hold the hana and then you die like a lokeya. So I guess if there was a point to the Ritva and Tosos, that if there was onsin, there was an onus in the mashkon, then maybe you wouldn't lose the law. You would say it was an onus. Yeah. I don't know. He quotes the Gemara in Kedushin. Gemara in Kedushin, Dafka says that you can be kaddish a woman with the mashkon. When he repays the loan, you give him back, machne him back the mashkon. Maybe you machne him back the mashkon. Until that moment in time, it was yours. So if I'm a kaddish, a woman was with the ring, and then the woman sells that ring, and she's still married, I guess. Anyway, yeah, it's a bit, right. It's not something that you would have thought. Okay. So we say, now Gemara says, wait a second. So that's attempt number two to stay with the machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. First was Shmuel's, then now we say Rabbi Yitzchak's din. Gemara says, no. Lema de Rabbi Yitzchak Tanadi? You're going to tell me, right, that the machlokes of that the din of Rabbi Yitzchak is a machlokes Tanadi? It can't be. B'tisbra, how can you say that? Emor de Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shemashkin over Shalom B'shas Halva. Rabbi Yitzchak only says his din if the mashkon that is konit, if the mashkon was taken not at the time of the halva. Meaning, Rashi gives the different case, but Rashi says that basically what happens is that it came time for payment and you didn't pay me, so Bezdin goes down and takes the mashkon and says now you have collateral. So at that moment it's in lua because it sort of was a payment time already. But Rabbi Yitzchak never said his din mashkon b'shas halva miyomar. He never says that if the mashkon is given at the time of the loan that you're kona it. And what did we say originally? The case we're talking about over here in the price is hamalva es chaver al mashkon. The collateral was taken at the time of the halva. So the Rav Yitzchak's din doesn't apply here. So Rav Elazar and Rav Akiva can't be have a machlokas on Rav Yitzchak's din. Rav Yitzchak's din is not applicable in this instance. Because the way I'm learning, and if you don't like it, it's fine, is that at the time, if you give the halva, if you give the mashal at the time of the halva, it's possible that maybe you're giving the mashal simply as the reminder. But if the mashal is taken by Beis Din, let's say it came time for repayment, and the lover doesn't repay, Beis Din says, you know what, you can't repay, take a mashal, take collateral from now. That seems more that that's in lieu of payment. Well, that's how you're saying. What they're saying is that, no, what you're doing is the mashkin is now substituting payment at this moment. The mashkin is substituting for payment, and therefore your kone, whatever the kone kniya is. Right, so the Ritva seems to answer your question. The Ritva says, hello, b'shas halva, so adifa tvei. It makes more sense to say that you get kone the mashkin if it's given at the time of the halva. Why? The mashkin lo v'lamal v'midai t'yamakne tvei. The lo is going to get midas. He's willing to give it to you. Here's the mashkon. So that maybe that's more like payment. So he says. So I think that's sort of your question. I'm trying to figure out why is one way more kniya than the other. So he says. Maybe that he's giving a real shibud about like kniya lo maknele. What's it being? They're not maknele at that time. About shalom b'shas halva, but not shas halva. The amar rachmon lo mashkunin adei shliach beisin. After he rachmon about karfu the lover. Like a hefker based on hefker type thing, and machne it to the malve at that time. Anyway, but the point of the Gemara is though that can't be the machlokes in Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, no, let's attempt number three. Ella mishkino shalovish asal baso, and the machlokes we showed him whether this change in the dinner of Rabbi Yitzchak is actually halacha leiser, but not for now. Ella mishkino shalovish asal baso, if the collateral is taken not at the time of the loan. Everyone then will hold like Rav Yitzchak. That's what's going on. Here we're talking about a case where the mashkon was taken at the time of the loan, and the machlokus is what's the halacha of a shomer aveda, right? A shomer aveda, right, is mekayim a mitzvah when he's dealing with the aveda. So the machlokus is whether or not he gets the status of a shomer chinam. Or is he a Shomer Shachar? So, and from Shomer Aveda, you can learn they're saying that the halacha of Shomer Aveda applies to a Baal HaMashkon as well, because he is a Mekayim Mitzvah, because he's made the law. So what's the mystery? The Itmar. We have the following machlokas. Shomer Aveda. A person who is Shomer and Aveda, right? Rabba says, since he's not getting any monetary benefit, right? He's just holding on to it, so then he's like a Shomer Shachar, Shomer Chinam. He has the lachas of Shomer Chinam, and therefore he's only chai for Pshia. But Rav Yosef is the famous case of Putu the Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Amar is Shomer Sachar Dami. Rav Yosef says, no, he's a Shomer Sachar, because he's Osik in the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, and an Osik in the mitzvah is Patrim in a mitzvah, right? So therefore, if an Ani would come and ask him for money at the time that he's dealing with the Aveda, he would be Patrim from giving the money for the Putu the Rav Yosef. He would be Patrim from giving the money, so he gets that financial benefit. And that financial benefit is enough to turn it from a Shomer Chinam into a Shomer Sachar. And if he's a Shomer Sachar, right, then he's Chayav, right? If he's a Shomer Sachar, then he has a higher level of obligation. He's a higher level of obligation, right? But Rabbah was, right, so that's the whole point of it, because he's also from a Pater, and therefore he turns into a Shomer Sachar. So the Gemara says, "Lame of the Rabbi Yosef Tanahi." So maybe we'll say that the machlokas from Elazar and Akiva is the same machlokas is whether or not they hold like Rabbi Yosef. How does that work? See, Rabbi Akiva would hold like Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Akiva is going to hold like Rabbi Yosef that since the Malva does a mitzvah by the Maisa Halva, he does a mitzvah. So at the time of that mitzvah, he is pater to give a pruta to an ani because he's asik mitzvah pater in a mitzvah. So tamura, like in lieu of that hana. He becomes a Shomer Sachar on the Mashkon, and therefore he's Chayav Achrayus. And if he's therefore if he loses the Mashkon, the Lov is part from paying him back, because he was Chayav on the Achrayus of the Mashkon. But Rabbi Elazar is going to say, no, he's going to hold like Rabba, right, who argues on Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Elazar is going to hold like Rabba, that you don't become a Shomer Sachar, because you don't get any real financial benefit, right? And therefore, even if you lost the Mashkon, the Mav doesn't lose anything, he just swears, and the Lov is less to pay. because Shmuel's halacha was if you lose the mashkon, you lose the. That was yesterday's that long Rashi yesterday. Right. So Rav Yitzchak says that since you're a shoma, if you're a shoma sacher, no, we're not talking about Rizik now. We're talking about Rav Yosef now. Right. Right. I hear. I don't know. Or maybe just say, "Oh, okay, you replace the mashkon now." Why would you lose the whole thing? Right, you're not talking about Shmuel here. That's a good kasha. So the Gemara says, so that's just a quick thing. So here we have now the concept of hosting the mitzvah putter minimis, right? So the Gemara retires, they ask, what are you talking about? The whole thing they do in Kutra of Yosef says that you're putter from giving money to an ani. So that's what the Losam say, right? Losam was God. Don't withhold. We don't say Osik for mitzvah. This doesn't apply to a lab, right? Whatever. That's the Maris Chai's question. The question that major in my focus is showing talks about Osik mitzvah putter. Very good. So that's who says that? Is that a Rav Chanan? It's not really a lab. It's just to strengthen it. Oh, Shkoya. So that's a Rav Chanan. There's a Rav Chanan above a Basra that talked about this. This whole thing, and in Nachas or something like that, they've all the stucker gemaras. Wow, I look like. Oh, wow, that's right, I should call you Seth now. So, because where did we learn from? It's like, Losamot's Yadkar, don't withhold your hand from giving money. There's no place where it says actually. So, that he's saying that there is a key, must say. There is a key, must say, but how is it formulated? Question though is now also, so what does it mean? So I found the Aveda, the Shomer Aveda, is Pater min a mitzvah because it's Osik min a mitzvah. So let's say I put it, so according, most Rishonim say that you only Osik min a mitzvah, Pater min a mitzvah, when you're actually doing something with the Aveda. You're picking it up, you're spreading it out, you're Osik in the mitzvah, and you're Pater from the mitzvah. But if you, once it's in your house, once it's in your vault, but I don't have to wear tzitzis anymore, but I think there's a Ron. I forgot where. The Ron says no. Osik mitzvah putter mitzvah. Like the whole time you have. But so what does that mean? So once I have an aved in the house, I don't. You can do it. Absolutely, kaim shneya. You can't do two things at once. I can't wear tzitzis while the things in my house. So the Ron says no. It's not. It doesn't say close matcha mekayim a mitzvah putter mitzvah. It's close matcha osik mitzvah putter mitzvah. As long as you're doing something with the aveda, then you're putter. Even if it's absolutely kaim shneya at that time. There's another my focus that down here in the Sefer Eden Wonders. It says what about. What about the following case between the Ritva and Lada Rishonim? Whether it's usher to leave the first mitzvah and then go ahead and do a second mitzvah? I'm osik in a mitzvah. Can I say I'm not going to do this mitzvah and do another mitzvah? There's a Ritva in Sukkah, Daf Tav Aleph, who says osik patim in a mitzvah. You're not allowed to leave one, right? But other Rishonim disagree on this ritva. So I think the machlokas could very well be is when you say osik the mitzvah putter min a mitzvah. So what's the status? What's the status of that second mitzvah? Do you say that second mitzvah is still there, but you have a torah and you don't have to do it? Or do you say no? Once if you osik the mitzvah putter mitzvah means that second mitzvah no longer has the status of a mitzvah. Once you start doing mitzvah A. You must complete that mitzvah, and the second mitzvah that comes across your way, you have no chiyuv in it. So if you have no chiyuv in that, then how can you leave? How can you stop doing what you have a chiyuv in, and then go to something that you don't have a chiyuv in? The other reason I'm going to say, no, it just sort of puts it in abeyance. It holds on to it. You also the mitzvah, you have a ketur from the other mitzvah. It's still there, so if you want to leave it and go there, you can take it. Okay. Right. There's four hasidim. I'm going to get off the notes. I'm going to get me started. But, he asked permission also. Depends. Some would say he asked permission. Right? Even though Matzah can't be enough, I'm not talking about that. Some say that it's referring to a statement that he says to Hashem. Okay. So the Gemara says, so he says, well, Shomer Aveda Kuleyami Islu the Rav Yosef. When it comes to a Shomer Aveda, everyone holds like Rav Yosef. They all can hold like Rav Yosef. And therefore, despite your question, therefore, he becomes a Shomer Sachar, and he would lose the Aveda. But he would lose. No, so maybe the case is, Rav Kiva basically says, Rav Yosef, we said this before, Velazar would hold, Glazer would hold that you don't lose anything, and Rabbi Kiva says you lose the value of the mashkel. Not the whole loan, you lose the value of the mashkel. Only Shmuel, right, we're not talking about Shmuel. Only Shmuel says you lose the whole thing. Kiva says you lose the value of the mashkel. His love was so motivated to pull out the Rabbi Yosef. But Huck, we're talking about over here, the Malvet Sarach Lamashkel Kamikliki. We're talking about a case where the Malvet needs the mashkel. Look at what Rashi says. Rashi says the Malvet Sarach Lamashkel, Hashtamishbo. He wants to use it. Uminakalo min hachov demeskris hamashkel. Right? And they reduce the value of the loan based on the amount that he used, based on, you know, the depreciation of the item, how much the item cost. So I said, you lent you $1,000, you gave me a mashkel, you used $500 worth of that mashkel, so the loan is devalued $500, right? But Malva Tzarech L'mashkel Midli, have you still done a mitzvah? Right? Marsava Mitzvah ka'avid. He still did a mitzvah, so therefore he still shomer sachar. Omar sav a lot mitzvah ka'avid. Rav Elazar says, no. At this moment, Rav Elazar says, once I'm using it for my own benefit, there's no mitzvah here. If I don't have a mitzvah, I'm only a shomer chinam, so I don't owe you anything if I lose the mashkel. Right? Rashi says, Rabbi Elazar sav, kevin the tzarech l'mashkel, ain't kan mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. Ule ha'anaso niskadeh. V'havei k'shomer chinam. Rabbi Kiva sav, kevin the pokus alav, the whole mitzvah he below have a love elokah shomer sachar. He still says he's a shomer. He still says that he's a shomer sachar. Why? Because because the whole came with the pokus a love the whole because you're losing the value of the loan, but he still gave him the loan, right? So he's still giving the loan. He's still the kind of mitzvah. He's still shomer sachar. So that's what the machlokas is. So still, so then where it says so. What is the din of Shmuel? We thought that Rabbi Kiva Elazar could potentially be arguing the din of Shmuel. It turns out they're arguing the din of Malvat Sarach Lova Kamitli. So we don't answer that one up. So the Gemara says, Lema Kitanai. Maybe the Machlokas is that maybe the din of Shmuel is subject to the following Machlokas Tanai. Following Brisa, Hamalva Eskaveru Ala Mashkel. The halacha is that when Shmita comes. When Shemitah comes, all loans are canceled. The beginning of Shemitah, the end of Shemitah, that's whatever the time is, the loans are canceled. But if I have a mashkon, the loan is not canceled. Why? Because the whole problem is lotigos. And here it's not lotigos because I already have it. Similar to the way Shemitah works. I don't have it. It's already sort of collected by Bezdin. It's lotigos. Right? So, Hamalva Eskaveru Ala Mashkon, the Nichmas of Shemitah. And Shemitah comes along. Afa Pi She'enu Shava Ela Palda Enu Mishamet. Even though the mashkon is only worth half of the loan, ain't a mishamit. Shmita is not mishamit the loan. Shmita is not mishamit. The loan is still in existence. Divrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. These are the words of Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Omer. Yehuda Anasi says no. Im haya mashlo kineged chovo, ain't a mishamit. If the mashkon is an equal value to the loan, then shmita is not mishamit. The imlav, but if it's not equal to the value of the loan, then shmita is mishamit. So we're saying, what's the case? My ain't a mishamit to Amar Tanakama. When Shimon Gamliel says it's Eino Mishami, right? The mashkel is only worth half of the loan. Shimon Gamliel said it's Eino Mishami. Ilema Shekinegdo. What does it mean Eino Mishami? That it's not Mishami the $500, only $500 worth because the mashkel was $500. Ilema Shekinegdo, right? So therefore, 500 is Mishami, 500 not Mishami. Mechlad Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Sover, Kinegdo Nami Mishami. That's mashmah that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is going to say that he says ain't a mishamit. So that means even the $500, sorry, not a mishamit. It is canceled. That even though I have a mashkon worth $500, it still does not keep $500 of that $1,000 loan. The Gemara says Ella my toughest mashkon. Why would he say that? Why else did you take the mashkon? I don't know, what took the mashkel for a zepira. That's what we said possibly before. Because why else did you take the... That's the end of this. That's the mashkel of the Gemara, you see. El alav kineged kulo. We're dealing with a case where the mashkel is an equal value to the loan, right? Uva de shmul kamiflegi. And therefore, so it's an equal value kineged to the loan. And therefore what? So if Shimon Gamliel says, it's eno shav el palga, eno mishami. It means ainom mishamit. Shimon Gamliel is going to hold like Shmuel. And even though the mashkon is not worth the entire value of the loan, it's ainom mishamit the entire loan because the mashkon represents the entire loan. And he's going to hold like Shmuel. That's why Shmuel says if you lose it, you lose the entire loan. But the Tanakh, but the Yehuda Nasi is going to say, what does it mean ainom mishamit? your anal, it's, he says anal mishlami only part of it, right? Look at Rashi. Elalav keneged kulo, the third to last Rashi. Elalav keneged kulo covers the kama anal mishlami. The alf pishin mishlami the elapalga have a mashlam keneged kulo. The mashlam goes against the whole thing. The anal mishlami klum in a chol behind a kishmuel. That's like Shmuel. The entire loan is embodied in the mashlam. But us rebuild and us in the name of the im anal mashlam keneged halvaso. If it's not worth the entire loan, anal mishlami kulo el keneged. It's only mishlami. The counterbalance, the amount that is valued. So if I gave you $1,000 loan and a $300 mashkon, come Shemitah, I can still collect $300 now. A $700 I lost. It doesn't hold like Shmuel. The entire loan is not embodied in the mashkon. The price is low. No, that's not necessarily the case. Le'olam kinegdo. Really, we can go back to what we said before. Le'olam kinegdo. When Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that it's Eina Meshamet, he means Eina Meshamet only the corresponding value of the loan. I ubahakam mifligi, on the kama sabra kinegdo, that the corresponding value is not mishamit. Rabbi Yehuda hanasa sabra kinegdo, not mishamit. Everything is, unless you have an equal value, the whole thing is not mishamit. So we ask why, so Gemara says, I ubahakam marta, the my puppets like mashkon, so why did you take the mashkon? Gemara says, the zikhon zorabam. Because of zikhon zorim. That's why he has the mashkon. But there's no, the value of the, there's no embodiment of the loan in the mashkon according to Rabbi Yehuda hanasi. Therefore, if it's not equal value, it's the whole loan it's canceled by Shemitah. Okay? According to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, kinegdo nami mishamit. I gave you $1,000 loan, you gave me $300 mashno. The only reason why you gave me the mashno is zichron dvarim ba'alma. So I still have to collect the loan from you. So it's lochigos, so Shemitah is mishamit. According to Tanakhama, Shem Gamliel, what happens is whatever the value of the mashkon is, that is considered collected. According to Shmuel, any part of the mashkon, the whole, it embodies the entire loan. They don't hold like Shmuel, they're focused on something else. The Ritva points out, he says that he quotes the Gaonim, right? The Gaonim, and the same thing as the Ritva, the Rimigash, that they say that we don't say the halacha is like Shmuel. Tosfos argues, the Machlokas, the Ramban and the quotes of Rambam and Perikin of Spiris that they agreed to the Golden that the Halacha is not in accordance with the view of Shmuel. Okay, Hajjun Allah, Shmuel's Hadayon. Okay, so now we start Shmuel Kol Nishvayim, Perik Kol Nishvayim. So the Mishnayis in the previous Perik dealt with Shmuel's Doraisa, right? The Shmuel's Doraisa. And the Perik now here is going to deal with Shmuel's HaMishnah, it's called. He's a Tafanis Chathar. The Halacha, Shmuel's Doraisa, is Shvua Nishva v'Niftar. The Gamodim makes us have Chayav Shvua, and he's Pater. It's Nishva v'Niftar. Here we're talking about cases where it's going to be Nishva v'Notel. The Chachamim made a Takana that if you swear, then you go ahead and you can collect, and you can collect collect the money. So the Mishnah, and that's what the Mishnah starts off with. Kol HaNishvayin Shabbatorah. Whoever is Chayav Shvua midoraisa, Nishvayin v'lo Mishalmim. The Shvua patters him. It exonerates him, and he no longer, he doesn't have to pay. You tell him, you claim I owe $100. I claim and say, no, I owe $50. $50 I have to pay you. Then I swear, and I'm putter from the $50. That's a Shmuel Doraisa. Nishba bin Niftar. The Elu, in these cases, Nishbayin bin Notam. These are the cases where I come in a takana, that I swear, and then I collect. What are those cases? The Gemara has explained them. Asachir, the Hanigzal, the Hanechval, the Neged Kashal al Shvua, the Chenvani al Pinkaso. The worker, the guy who's the victim of a theft, the victim of attack, someone who's connected to Chashal Shvua and the Chenvani Alfin Kasa. So there's, it says over here Kol Shvam Shvatorah Shvam Mishalmim. So Virgil points out from the Perish, it says Kol Gaonin. He quotes from the Ramban and the Rivagash and the Rashi. They all say that this that's the only difference. The only difference here is this one been noted. They still have that still have all those halachas that apply to Shua the Raisa, they still apply here to the Takana of the Rabbat. Also, the Ritva asks, he brings out a question, Tosos and Gibb Masr Kol asked the question, they say, Tema, Rashi says, Tosos says, the low fashion of Hidat Hanael, a whole bunch of other Nishma Benotel situations. Why don't you listen to these? Right? Says Tosos says, Tema, the low fashion of Hidat Hanael, me Nishma, Misha Pigal Etzlo. Right, that's another case. We have Nishma v'Notel. Right, Misha Pikon Letzo, his Nishma, he takes it. Why don't they list that over here? So the Ritva brings down, from the Tosfos HaRashi says the same thing. The Ramban says it. The Rashba says it. Rashi Ran say it. They all say that the list over here, I'll read it inside. He says the Hakol Lo Katani Ela Kulei Deshvua. These are kulos, meaning Kulei De Medina Lo Hayelhem Litol Afilu Deshvua. There's leftovers in these situations where you shouldn't have been able to collect at all. And now the Chacham say you want to collect, you take a Shvua and you can collect. Those are these cases. But Chacham Mekilu Shi Yugov Beshvua. But the other cases that Tosfos is referred to, the Kulei Ida Chomrei Deshvua Ninu. Those are all chumras. Meaning those are cases where you should have been able to collect even without a Shvua, and the Chacham said that we're going to be Machmer, and you can only collect if you take a Shvua. The Kulei Ida Chomrei Deshvua Ninu. So Hayelam Likos Shelo Beshvua, the Chmir Chacham Elayim Shlo Yigu Ela Beshvua. But in these cases, these are kulos, where you shouldn't have been able to collect at all. The Chacham said you take a Shvua, and now you can collect. So now the Gemara, the Mishnah explains the cases. Hasachar Ketzer. What's the case of the Sachar, of the work here, for the worker? Omer Lo, the Sachar says to the owner, pay me schari sheishu biyadcha. You owe me my wages. Pay me my wages. Hu Omer Nasati. I already paid you. V'hala Omer, and the worker says, lo natalti, I never got it. I didn't take it. So who, the socher, is nishva benotel. He can swear that he never got the money, and then he can take it. Right. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Yehuda says, it's called the rabbonic ain't the raisa tikkun. There has to be some sort of type of similarity between the shvua and the raisa, and it only would work if there's a sort of a mode of a mixus in this case. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, achitesham mixus hoda. There has to be a little bit of a hoda. I mean, the Baal HaBayis has to sort of admit that he paid some and not all. Okay, so what's the case? Omer Lo, the sachar would say to the Baal HaBayis, pay me skar chamishim dinar, give me my $50 worth of wages, sheyesh l'biyadcha, hu Omer his kabalta dinar zohar. I already gave you 25. I gave you half. You know, it's more than mixus. So, and I only have to give you 25. So now, you know, min haTorah, the Baal HaBayis would be chayav shvua more than mixus. So what Yehuda says, if Chacham flip the shvua, and they said that the sachar is the one who can swear and take the other 25. Okay? But if the Baal HaBayis is kofer b'kol, there's no ein d'oraisa, so there's no shvua here at all, so there's not going to be, there's no tekan over there of nishva v'notel. Okay, so that might be a shvua, but the shvua's hesed is not a nishva v'nifta, a nishva v'notel. Right. Shua's Hesed was upset that his guy is kofer HaKol. Really, he should be Potter. Tell him, make a Shua that you didn't do it. Question though is, what happens if after the oath, the owner, the Baal HaBayis still doesn't want to pay? Do we take his nechassim? Do we go down? No, my focus. Okay, that next case, Nigzal. Nigzal Ketzer. What's the case of a Nigzal? How you may eat an osu shenifnas lebeso. They have two edim that come, that a person, I lent you money, and then two edim testify that I walked into your house, l'mashkin oshlob rishus, to take a mashkin without rishus. Who, the lovis says, omer kelai natalta. You say that I took your kelim. Who omer lo natalti. And I say, I did not take your kelim. So what's the halacha? Who nishba, the lovis swears that, like, you swear that you took the kelim. Who nishba benotel. And then you take back my kli. Yehuda Omer, no, Ashtei Shem Mixus Hoda, it has to be a Mixus Hoda. Keta, what would be the case? Amar Lo, Shnei Kelim Matalta, you took two Kelim, and the Mabba says, Lo Natati El Echad, some Ikar Din, I would have to make a Shuvah Molded and Mixus, and be Pater. The Kamen would switch it and say, you take a Shuvah, that I really took it, and then you take another Kli. Nechbal Keta, what's the case of Nechbal? Hadu Me Idin Oso, Shenifas Tachas Yadol Sholim. They testify that I walked into your house and I was in one piece. But Yotza Chavon, I walked out and I'm all wounded. Right? So the Yotza Chavon. But Omer Lo, when I say to you, Chavalti be. I say, you beat me up. But who, Omer Lo, Chavalti? No, you tripped down and you fell down the stairs. Harei zen nishba benotel. So I have to swear, I can swear, that you hit me and I collect the money. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Ach teishtam mitzvah hoda. What would be the case? Ketel Omer Chavalti b'shtayim. I say you hit me twice. But hala Omer Lo, Chavalti b'lo echaz. I only hit you once. And therefore, normally you would have to make a shvua mod the mitzvah. So you can come and flip the shvua and say that I take a shvua and I take it. So Kenegd al Khashul Ashua case. So what's the case of Kenegd al Khashul Ashua? One more minute. No, stop here. This goes a little longer. Okay? Sorry? So Kenegd al Khashul Ashua, the last line on the other. Alright. Have a good day. Have a good Chodesh.